Backstage Pass is made possible by Mauer Productions On Stage, supporting community theater in central New Jersey.
Hello and welcome to Backstage Pass, Central New Jersey's community theater podcast. I'm John Mauer, and I'll be moderating this session where we will be going down south to visit with the cast and director of Cat on the Hot Tin Roof, being presented by Theater to Go and Perot Productions at the Kelsey Theater in West Windsor, New Jersey. Set in a plantation home in the Mississippi Delta, Tennessee Williams' Pulitzer Prize-winning classic examines the relationships among a Southern family in crisis. Passion, desperation, jealousy, and cruelty are on display, and in its own way, love. With language that's fuel-injected with emotional intensity and insightful wit, plus the explosive conflict of Big Daddy, Brick, and Maggie the Cat, this innovative and reimagined production by Theater to Go and Perot Productions will leave you breathless. With me here to talk about the Theater to Go and Perot joint production are director Ruth Marco.
Hi.
And actors Robert Lanchester.
Hello.
Mariel Rosati.
Hello.
And Ray Fallon.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Okay, so we're going to start off with Ruth. Ruth, tell us why Cat on a Hot Tin Roof? Why did you want to bring that to the Kelsey this season?
Well, Tennessee Williams, as you all know, is a great American playwright, and this is one of his classic plays. And I really like this particular play because even though it takes place in 1954 in the South, it really kind of addresses a lot of issues that a lot of families face and have to deal with on a regular basis.
So you feel his themes still stand up and are probably very poignant today as well.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. And I think that people will find a lot to relate to in this.
And is there any specific theme that may be more poignant today or more pointed today in the show?
I think that the universality of how we all struggle sometimes with issues and the way we deal with certain issues to be accepted in society and to be able to get through society, I think still resonates today as it did then. The play was written in 1954, and has had many, many revivals, and Tennessee Williams himself rewrote it many times, but there was something about this production, this particular script, that really spoke to me.
Now, is this the original script or the one that was revised when it went to Broadway?
This is the original script that was written in 1954 and produced on Broadway in 1955. Some of the changes that were made later on had to do with the language. They modernized the language. Some of the issues were addressed a little more pointedly than they were in the 1954 version, but I think they still, it just shows that a lot of the same things that we deal with today were dealt with then.
Now, we have with us Big Daddy, Maggie, and Brick from the show. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, Big Daddy is the patriarch of the family. Mm-hmm. Tell me something, Robert, about Big Daddy for you.
Oh, he's a terrific character, and it's a great treat to play him. But he's on the outside. He's a very successful man. He's worked his way up to becoming this huge plantation owner. But he has a big extended family, and the immediate family members that surround him give him a lot of trouble. From his point of view, and so he has, there's a lot of family dynamics, and some of it's funny, and some of it's pretty hard to take. My main theme in this thing is facing death, and there are many other themes in the play, but for me, it's facing death, and this is something that we all have to face eventually, but Tennessee Williams has given him this wonderful reprieve from death, so he's really enjoying that for the time being.
Do you think that he's a child of his generation when it comes to how he deals with his family?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, he went through hell earlier in the 20th century, and now he's learned how to do some things very well, but to dealing with the immediate children and his wife particularly, he has some problems.
Now, son to Big Daddy is Brick. Mm-hmm. So, Ray, tell us something about Brick.
Brick, well, Big Daddy, like you said, kind of went through hell growing up. Brick had everything he could ever need. He had the love of everyone around him, a ton of support, and then maybe like a year or so before the play opens, loses his best friend, and for many reasons that really tears him up, and he kind of lashes out mainly at his wife but also the other people around him and on himself. So he is, when the play opens, a really broken character, but with every bit of support that he could possibly ask for to put him back on his feet. So it's kind of a question of if he and if they can do that.
Do you think that there's an inner turmoil with Brick, that he's sort of hating himself?
Yeah, big time. It definitely is. And he's doesn't want to see that, of course, just tries to ignore it. But the people around him, especially Big Daddy and Maggie, refuse to let him hide from the truth, which is he's really trying to do through alcohol mostly.
Okay, now, what's the relationship with the point of the play where we start between Big Daddy and Brick?
Well, Big Daddy's been down for a while.
I've been suffering from cancer for 3 to 5 years, so I'm in bad shape, and I've kind of closed myself off from people. But now I've been given this new diagnosis of no cancer. Oh, I'm going to be fine. So I decide this is great. I've just got a spastic colon, which I've never heard of outside this play. It's an interesting disease. Anyway, I
guess it's like the vapors when they see it.
So I think, well, I'm going to take back. I mean, I think my Big Mama, my wife, has taken hold of everything. I'm going to, first of all, wrest control away from her, and then I'm going to take charge of everything, and I'm going to solve Brick's problems right here and now.
Yeah. The whole play takes place over really a period of 2 or 2.5 hours in the life of this family. It's all done in real time. And a lot of things happen in that 2 hours that punctures the realities that these people have tried to live with for the previous years. And it's riveting to watch all that kind of unravel and then somewhat be put back together and unravel again. And it's really very dramatic. It's a very poignant 2 hours.
Well, in this 2 hours, it's around Big Daddy's birthday. So we're talking about all the characters with all their hidden secrets and desires being brought together into one spot and then just everything sort of exploding, falling apart.
Exactly.
During the course of that.
Great description of the play. That's right.
Exactly.
Well, thank you. I looked that up. So, Marielle.
Yes.
You are Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
The cat on a hot tin roof, as they say.
Yes. Yes, I am.
So tell me something about Maggie yourself.
Well, Maggie is an incredibly strong character, and she comes from a background that's the complete opposite of Brick. She very often mentions that she was born poor and raised poor, and but she is driven by this incredible love for her husband. And he is. Brick is the broken one. He's really, really treating Maggie in an awful, awful way, and she kind of just keeps going anyway. And she always finds another tactic, another way to try to get through to her husband, and that's really her motivation through the whole thing.
It seems to be a theme in Tennessee Williams shows to have the strong, broken woman who is in some way desperately attached to a man who either doesn't want her or is not good for her.
You know, a lot of people believe that Tennessee Williams wrote these female characters because he really doesn't like women very much. I don't know. A lot of his women.
I don't think you can accuse Maggie of being broken. She is hard as a rock has to be to power through what she goes through in this tour.
She is.
But there's a dual dependency there because you love him. Mm-hmm. You love Brick. You don't want to give him up. Mm-hmm. You know what the situation is, which means probably it will never really love you. And at the same time, you're also desperately not trying to be poor.
Well, I don't think she thinks he'll never love her. If she thought that, I don't think she would be able to pursue that in the way that she does in this show. She can't give up on that. That's her driving force.
Right.
She loves him, and she wants a family with him, and she wants him to be back to the way he was before things happened with his best friend, Skipper.
There are actually other characters in the play. There's another son, Gooper, and he's married to May, and they have 5 children, and another one on the way.
Gee, I wonder what they like to do for fun.
Well, I don't know. More than whatever. Anyway, but anyhow, they're kind of interesting characters, too, because they're going to move ahead and get what they want all the time, and they don't own their emotions. We don't see their emotions in the same way we see these two. And there's, of course, conflict between all of them as well, you know, between the brothers and, you know, and the sisters-in-law and what they charmingly call the no-necked monsters. Mm-hmm. Maggie calls the children the no-necked monsters.
Everyone is sort of playing up to Big Daddy because Big Daddy is, you know, suffering from cancer and may not be with us much longer.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So who's going to get what?
Who's going to get
what they're thinking?
But of course, we don't all know that at the beginning.
Of course, I would never say that.
Don't ever say that.
Don't ever say that.
But it's really a very interesting and a very poignant, and I think people can identify with a lot of what's going on, even though we don't have those exact situations. You know, there's just something about the way they interact that we can all identify with.
You know, it was a very strong, emotional show. How has it been for you in rehearsal?
There's a lot of emotion. Yeah. No question about that.
It's draining, for sure.
Yeah. It's one of those shows that at the end of the night, you go home and you cry a little bit.
Well, actually, for me, on the nights that we only do act one, I have a real unfinished business feeling. when we do the whole thing, it's exhausting, but in a different way. Mm-hmm. So,
well, act one really focuses the most on Brick and Maggie, mm-hmm. and then act two we learn more about Big Daddy, and then act three is sort of everything comes together or unravels.
Depends on how you want to put
it. Depends on how you want to look at it. And I'd like to also say that I am just really delighted that I have such a wonderful cast. Every single one of them is a real pro and just is doing a fabulous job. And I think it's really a great production. And it's thanks to all my actors.
I'll just sum up by saying I feel like Big Daddy is the King Lear of American theater.
I guess I'm his favorite daughter. Is that the youngest, right?
That's Cordelia.
Cordelia, yeah. Perfect.
That's right. Cooper's definitely one of the best.
Bastard Edmund.
Goneril.
I want to also say that when we talk about the cast, that we'd like to thank Actors Equity for allowing us to the services of Rob Lanchester as our Equity guest artist. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that started coming up at Kelsey this year are talkbacks on some of the shows. Will you be doing that on your production?
Yes, we're planning on doing it on the second Friday night. Which would be the 13th, Friday the 13th. We'll be doing it on Friday the 13th. So anyone who has tickets for that night is welcome to stay afterwards and talk to the cast and to myself, and we can answer questions people might have about this production.
If you want to play it safer, there's snacks on the first night, though, right?
And we have an opening night gala.
Yes, the opening night gala. Come see the show, get a cookie. Now, before we start telling people about how they can come see the show, what does Perot or Theater to Go have coming up?
Well, the next production at Kelsey that Perot is going to be doing is they're playing our song, and that's from May 29th until June 7th. Theater to Go will be doing the Mamma Mia sing-along. We're also the ones that are responsible for all the Frozen sing-alongs that have kind of taken.
Oh, you're the one we should have.
Mercer County by storm.
I saw what you did there. Okay.
There you go. Well, I didn't even think about that. But anyway, so we've done the Frozen. We've done a lot of sing-alongs, and now the next one coming up is Mamma Mia in March, and we're already starting to plan our productions for next season. Spoiler alert, Theater to Go will be doing Sheridan's The Rivals next year at this time. We'll more about that as we have it.
So, those who are interested in performances of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, they'll be at the Kelsey Theater on the West Windsor campus of Mercer County Community College and will begin on February 6th and run through February 15th. Tickets are $18 with discounts for seniors and students. Go to www.kelsey@mccc.org or call 609-570-3333 for further information and reservations. I want to thank my guests, Ruth, Robert, Marielle, and Ray.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
It's been fun.
For taking the time to speak with us today, for Backstage Pass, I'm John Maurer. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Excellent. Thanks.
Good job.
Bye, y'all.
Yeah.